Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak to you, Sylvia. Mine.
This is Sylvia.
Sylvia, this is Craig. I'm calling you from Lender Referral Network. We're calling you today
from
to share options on your Lender Referral Network. We're calling you to share options on your mortgage as the interest rates are at an all-time low. Or you can use your portion of your home's equity to pay off some bills, do some home improvements, or whatever your personal needs are. May I know what's the interest rate that you're currently paying on your mortgage?
I think it's 5.125.
Sorry, did you say 3.25?
No, it's 5.something.
5.25. Oh, that's high rate. Sylvia, just to let you know, the reason why we're calling you, we're helping you out to lower down your interest rate or monthly payment or lower term, whatever we can do to help you save a lot of money on your mortgage. And is that a fixed rate or variable?
It's a fixed rate. But I
fixed
spoke
rate
to
for
someone.
How many years?
I spoke to someone else, and they said they couldn't refinance me because my credit was 600. And so they, I didn't know that. It was 640 last time I checked, but it appears that some things came on there, like a late payment of a student loan, which I had taken care of, and evidently it wasn't taken care of, and then some other medical expenses. So I was told that I need to fix those before I can refinance.
What type of loan do you have? Do you have FHA, conventional, or VA?
I have an FHA.
FHA. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you something, yeah. 5.25 rate, the fixed rate, and you have a credit score of 600. Considering FHA loan, we can definitely do something about it, and we can provide you something a lot lower than whatever you're paying right now. So I don't know who you've spoken to, but this is actually workable, and we can do something about it. Yeah, 600, not too bad. You said it's a fix for how many years? 30 years?
Yeah.
30 years. Okay, give me one sec. Let me do the math for you. All right, 5.25, you got about a fixed rate for 30 years. And what is the mortgage balance you have, or how much do you owe on your mortgage?
260, no, I bought it for 260, and I probably owe like 250, I don't know.
250? And what's the current market value of your house? Did you say 260? Or above?
I'm sorry, what is your question?
What's the current market value of your house?
Oh, the market value? I was told that it's 280. I don't know. You might want to check that on Zillow.
Yeah, let me check it for you. Hold on.
Okay.
On Zillow. I'm just going to run it on a Zillow here. Here we go. Well, Zillow gives you an estimate, so it's probably mostly above than what we get on Zillow. So I'm getting here 280,000 and 300 something. The 400 actually. 280,000 to 400.
Hey, a question to you. I did some fixtures on the house, and I'm in the process of building a garage to it. Would that increase
Perfect.
The value so that
Absolutely.
I could so
yes,
that I
absolutely.
could I pull money out once it's done?
I mean, yeah. I mean, any kind of development that comes on the house, your house value goes higher. I mean, that's going to be increasing. That's the development right there. So, yeah, the house value goes higher.
Yeah, it has not been appraised, but I am in the process of building a garage. And
okay.
my question to you is, should I wait or to appraise it, have it appraised, and then refinance and pull money out so I can continue fixing it? It's an old house. It's like a 100-year-old house. It's built in 1936.
Right,
and
perfect.
It needs a lot of work. It has an acre lot, which is why I think it was so expensive. expensive, because in Hemet they're not expensive.
Got it.
And my question to you, can you advise me on what to do?
Okay. Just give me one moment, all right? Hold on.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. So, Sylvia, here's what we can do for you. If you are in the process of developing up a garage in your house, that's just fine. I mean, what we're doing here, I mean, we're not putting anything on yourself. We're not making you sign up for anything right away over a single phone call. Obviously, nobody can refinance over a single phone call, right? What we're doing here, just sharing the options with you. What have you brought on the table for you? You can check out. And if you think this is something that you wanted, and this is going to work for you, you can compare the options, consider for yourself. And after, right now, if you want to do it right now, that's fine. If you want to do it after the garage is done, you can do it after the garage. That's fine. Right now, what we're doing here, we'll get you the loan officer, and they'll be more than happy to share what we have for you. Now, 5.25 is something that I can tell you. We're reaching out to those people only who are paying 4% or higher. We're bringing them down to something a lot lower. I'm not going to give you a new rate because we just, you know, that won't be my part of the job because I can't really speak for specifics about it. Not making any promising statement here, but that's going to be, I can tell you, somewhere around 3 point something. Okay? So, let's just go ahead here. We have 5.25 fixed rate, about 280,000 market value right now, and 250,000 left on the mortgage. Okay, and the property, is it a single family home?
Yes, it is.
Okay. FHA, yes. Mortgage type, fixed credit score is, wow. Credit score is
600, but I'm in the process of fixing that because I was told by I spoke to Home, what is it, Loan Depot, and they did not want to refinance me until my score got better. They said they were the number one lenders and direct lender, and that he would expect my score to go up and then we could talk. But I want to know my options and I'm going to shop around. I'm not just going to go with Loan Depot.
If you can give me
a better rate and a better deal, I'll go with you.
Definitely. Now, I'll tell you what, as far as this concerns, like I said before, about the credit score, it's a fair credit score right there. And you have the perfect opportunity that everything falls with it right now because you are developing a garage here. What you can do here, you can get the cash out. And because the cash out is something that, you know, comes out of your home's equity, you know, a portion of your home's equity, and people usually pay off the bills and, you know, do some home improvements or developments or investments or, if they have the debt consolidation. Now, what you can do here, you can invest on your garage because you are in the process. Now, you can use that money on your garage in terms of, in form of cash out. So how much would you be looking for? 50,000, 40,000?
More like 20,000.
More like 20,000. Let's make it 25,000 here. Okay, here we go.
But I want my payments to be affordable too. I don't want to pull so much that my payments are so high that I can't meet them.
Exactly. So let's just if you want to make the payments affordable, let's just bring it down to 10,000 cash out. And what I'm going to do here. What's your name? Sylvia. Sylvia, how would you pronounce your last name?
Montes. Just the way it sounds. Montes.
Montes.
The way it sounds.
It's M-I-N-T-E-S, right?
No. M-O-N-T-E-S.
Montes. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's just the way it sounds. You spell it out the way it sounds.
Right, perfect. And have you been involved in any bankruptcy, any foreclosure in the last 4 to 7 years?
No, definitely
okay.
not.
Have you been late payments in the last 12 months? Any late payments?
No, I bought the house a year ago and I have not been late. No.
Perfect. And
have,
what do you do? Do you have a job? Are you retired?
Yes.
Are you selling something?
I work part-time and I'm retired and I have a pension.
Perfect. Perfect. When was the last time you refinanced?
What?
When was the last time you refinanced?
I have not refinanced. Never.
Perfect. That's pretty much information we wanted to confirm. Well, let me bring them in for you, and we've got the numbers ready for you. We'll be covering every option for you. Let's see what we have for you this time around. Give me about 30 seconds, and I'll be right back. All right? Hold on.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. Lower interest.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent. Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line.
Hi there. We have a prospect here, Sylvia Montes, looking for a lower interest rate. Let me submit the CRM. What's your name, sorry?
Simon.
Samuel? Did you say Samuel?
Simon.
Simon. Right, Simon. She's got about 5.25 rate, and she's interested in a low interest rate. There you go. Whenever you're ready. All right, thank you. Hi, Sylvia, are you there?
Yes.
Thanks a lot for your patience. I've got my verification officer, Simon, here for you, and
okay.
He'll be covering all the options for you. Simon, please take over the call, and thank you both.
Hello. Thanks for the transfer. Good morning, Sylvia.
You're welcome.
Simon, how you doing?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
All right, as for my associate, you're looking to see some options for the lower rates and payments?
Yes.
Got you. You are 5.25% fixed for 30
yes.
years. It's a regular conventional loan, VA loan or FHA loan?
No, it's an FHA.
FHA. Property worth 280 or about 250?
I don't know. I bought it for 260 a year ago, and I'm being told it's gone up to 280 according to Silo. I don't know.
Okay. And if, as a rough estimate, you would say it's 280?
I'm sorry?
I said as per your opinion, what you think, how much would it be? Any bought per
figure? Well, according to your associate, he looked on Silo and said it was 280.
Okay. But you think it's 260, correct?
I paid 260, yes.
All right. And you owe about 250?
I'm sorry?
Your mortgage balance, remaining mortgage balance is 250?
Probably, I don't know.
Got you. To get you the best possible option, Sylvia, let me transfer you to my loan officer quickly despite your telephone number being on any federal, state, or North Coast list. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
All right, just give me about 20, 30 seconds while I get the loan officer online. All right, just be on the hold.
Okay.
I'll be right back with the loan officer. Thanks.
Thank you.